Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. Joining me in the studio this morning to talk about Breast Cancer Awareness Month is Susan Suarez. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
Susan is the SearchWise Woman Women's Health Recruitment Coordinator.
Yes. It's a big one.
And I guess the point of breast cancer awareness, speaking of recruitment, is to get women to actually go get screening. I mean, we're raising awareness about the problem, but the end goal here is to, if you fit the profile of somebody who ought to be screened, maybe you ought to think about doing it.
Yes, that is the main reason here is, you know, build support, build awareness, but in that awareness, get out and get screened and encourage your loved ones to do that.
Okay. Well, let's talk about some of the events on the calendar, and then I wanted to ask you, I have my list of dumb radio host questions about breast cancer, but first, what are some of the things happening?
Well, we have a huge month, as usual, for October, and one of the best things about when we do events like this is we get people from all over the community together, and everyone does a little bit. So let me just start off with tomorrow. Tomorrow's a big day. It's Wear Pink Day. Mm-hmm. And this has been an annual tradition here in Sitka, and we just encourage everyone, wear pink. Show your support for those who are fighting breast cancer, survivors, or just to say, hey, encourage your loved ones again, get screened, wear pink. So that's big. We have a new event going on at Moeller Park. It's at 6 p.m. And this is kind of hosted by the Sitka Community Hospital, this event. And it's the Sky Lanterns event. And it's in remembrance of people who have died or are currently going through breast cancer. So they're going to light up these lanterns and let them go at Moeller Park at 6 o'clock. It's going to be a really special, neat event. And I think you can buy a lantern there for $10.
And that's going to be when?
That's 6 p.m. Friday.
Okay.
Then Saturday, big day in Sitka all around. I know there's lots of activities going on in Sitka already, but our annual Breast Cancer Awareness Walk, which starts behind Brenner's, 9 a.m., registration's at 8:30. And the monies raised for this event go to the Sitka Cancer Survivor Society, and we do this every year. This is our 8th annual event. So come wear pink again, mm-hmm. dress up, get crazy, go for a 3-mile. It's a free walk. And we actually have a kind of a neat prize this year, a door prize from Schmock Mechanical, donated a big Cuisinart breast cancer awareness. So if you come and donate, you can be entered in to win a prize. That's neat. Then, of course, we have, the health fair that's going on. And it's not necessarily breast cancer awareness, but it's a healthy event. So I encourage everyone to go down to Sweetland Hall from 9 a.m. So maybe do the walk, make your way down to Sweetland Hall, and that goes on till 1 p.m. So a great community event. And then to end the night this Saturday from 6 to 8, Gold for the Girls at Goldsmith Gallery. And this is the second year they put this on, and you know, come check it out. They're going to have wine, I believe, food, appetizers. It's going to be a really special event. I know last year was a lot of fun. So finish off your Saturday night from 6 to 8 at Goldsmith Gallery.
And it's Gold for the Girls.
Yes.
And I'm blushing, but I shouldn't be.
Well, if you want to know a little bit more about it, I don't want to go into too much detail. It's going to be in the Weekender, tomorrow night. And they're going to have an article so you can, you know, read more about what their whole purpose, but it is to promote breast cancer awareness, and some of the funds will again be donated to the Sitka Cancer Survivor Society.
Okay. And I see you ripped the schedule right out of the Sentinel.
I did.
So it was in last night's paper?
It was. It was in last night's. We'll have a huge thing in tomorrow night too. It's been in several times the last couple weeks.
Okay. And can people find it online or is it just in print?
Well, you can also find it at the Hames Center also has it posted there too.
Okay. On their website?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Correct.
Because we can link to that. We'll post this interview to our website and we'll put the link to Hames Center on it so you can find this info electronically too so you don't have to go around massacring the newspaper.
So should I continue on?
Yes.
Okay. It's a big month. Okay. So the 13th, which is a week from this Saturday, is the annual Hope Floats. Mm-hmm. And that's from 2 to 5, and it's the chocolate, you know, auction that they give away, and you need to get tickets 747-1727, and that helps people to get mammograms, mm-hmm. the money proceeds for that, the Sitka Community Hospital. Then, oh gosh, the 18th, Alaska Day, big day, the annual slave auction at the Pioneer Bar. And this has been a real annual tradition for years and years and years. And we just want people to know that the monies raised from that go to the Sitka Cancer Survivor Society. Mm-hmm. Then we have two more events going on. The 26th, Friday the 26th, Sitka Community Hospital's mammography program there has a silent auction at the mammogram or mammography unit there. So you can go there from 10 to 2, check out the auction items. You know, they have a lot of breast cancer items. People donate items. It's really a fun little event. Mm-hmm. And then the last thing we have, which is a new thing, and that is the Haim Center has, during the month of October, if you've never been to the Haim Center and you want to go and you want to just try out a class for the day, wear pink, whatever you want to wear, but it's got to be pink. They will let you in for one free day. Because one of the things about breast cancer, ways to reduce your risk for breast cancer, is being healthy and exercise. So we're tying together being healthy, breast cancer awareness. So come try out the Haim Center, get a little exercise.
Okay. That is probably a nice segue into my sort of list of dumb questions.
Okay.
Is breast cancer, is it something that you can prevent through healthy living, or is it just your particular hand of cards genetically?
A little of both.
Okay.
Typically, if you're a woman over the age of 40 and you're at risk for breast cancer, you can mm-hmm. definitely reduce your risk by eating healthy, exercise, and regular screenings. And I really emphasize the regular screenings because they mammography can catch it so much earlier. And you hear a lot of women say, gosh, I wish I would have gotten in, because when you find it on your own, typically it's much larger mm-hmm. than what the mammogram can find. It's like the size of a pea, a mammogram can find it. So those annual screenings are really, really important.
And it is from age 40 on, you're talking an annual?
Annual. We encourage still annual. I know there's been a lot of reports out there that say every other year, our program, we like to continue the annual. If there's something, situation, you're talking with your provider and they come up with a different health care plan for you, then I would recommend going with that. But our recommendation is every year.
So that's an interesting point, that when if you're a woman and you're going in to talk with your doctor about this, chances are he or she may not be pulling out the pamphlet and saying, well, here it says right here you're supposed to do it. They're going to probably look at your whole health history, mm-hmm. your lifestyle, your family medical situation, and say, here's probably what you ought to do, right?
Right. And if you have any family history, I mean, that might put you more at risk. You know, if you've had a mother, sister, grandmother with breast cancer, mm-hmm. it can all play into part.
And does this start with your doctor? I mean, you just don't line up at the mobile mammography van or something.
No,
right?
No. Okay. You shouldn't just show up okay. and say, I want a mammogram. What you really need to do is have your annual exam, which is every woman should have, and talk to your provider, set up your appointment to have that done, and then they'll schedule your mammogram. And I really encourage people that even if you don't have insurance, because mammograms are expensive, those annual exams are expensive. Well, this monies that are raised and our program, the Search Wise Women program, we will pay for those if you don't have insurance, limited income. That's why we're here. That's why we're fundraising a little bit, not necessarily my program at Sitka Community Hospital. So everyone has access to have a mammogram.
All right. And I'm under the impression that early detection is really important to a good outcome in breast cancer.
It is.
Okay.
The earlier you can catch it, the more likely you can treat it and move on.
Okay. And my top dumb question of the morning is a mammogram, is it uncomfortable?
You know, Yes and no. It depends on who you talk to. A lot of times when someone has a bad experience, we hear about it. But the majority of the people have a fine experience having a mammogram. And so it just, it's an individual thing. So if you've heard someone that's had a bad experience, it may not be bad for you.
All right. Well, I guess, I mean, in the overall calculus of health, I mean, a lot of the stuff that they recommend for people, you know, of both genders, and I'm sort of getting to the point where they're starting to recommend things for me that don't sound like a whole lot of fun. In the overall calculus of my health, it sounds like, you know, it's worth taking on this procedure in order to, you know, hopefully avoid the having to deal.
Right. And this is a really good time of the year to do this. I mean, the summer's slowed down. We've been really busy. Now take some time for yourself and for your family. I mean, if we don't take care of ourselves, we can't take care of the others that we love around us. Go in, get your annual exam, and get those things that you need to have done.
All right. Well, it all starts tomorrow, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's Wear Pink in Sitka, and then 6 p.m. Friday, Sky Lanterns on the Moeller football field, I'm assuming, down on the lower field.
Yes.
They're still working on the AstroTurf up top. And then Saturday, 9 a.m., the Survivor's Walk that starts from where?
Behind Brenner's.
Okay,
behind. Where we start, and it's a three-mile walk. It is totally free. And I always like to encourage people, do what you can. You don't have to come out and do 3 miles. If you want to come out and you can only do a mile, that's great. We're not about, you know, it's not a race. It's just to show our support.
Okay. And a good way to cap that off would be heading over to the health fair on the SJ campus in Sweetland Hall, and a whole bunch of other things we talked about that you can find in the daily Sitka Sentinel. Or you can find online later this morning with this interview on the kcaw.org homepage. We'll link to the HamesCenter.com site where all this stuff is listed. Susan, thanks a lot for coming
in this morning. Well, thank you again for letting me come in. And we will have articles in the paper, as we always do, and read about them and check them out. And thank you for having me come in. And
anytime.
Yes.
Susan Suarez is Search's Wise Woman Women's Health Recruitment Coordinator. Thanks again, Susan.
Thank you.